Welcome to the Pain to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed, and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships, and feminism. I'm Lisa Dion. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator, and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery, and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 63 of the From Pain to Power podcast. And today I am excited to offer you a short episode. I often say that and I end up recording longer than I intend, but I really, I'd love to just record a short little episode today for you on this topic. Healing isn't linear. And it's a little bit of a cliche, and I know a lot of you know this already or you've heard it before. But I just have had some thoughts about this topic recently that I'd love to share with you. So before I get into that, I'd love to remind you as well about the upcoming info webinars for the menstrual cycle coaching and facilitation professional training. I know I mentioned this last week as well, that I have three live information webinars happening over the summer. One is at the end of June and then at the start of July and then midway to the end of July. So you're all more than welcome to come along to that if you're interested in that training. So do make sure you're on the wait list, because when you join the wait list, you get an autoresponder with the links to register for the webinar. And you can go down to the show notes of this episode and just click on the wait list to receive that, and make sure that you check your spam as well so that you are getting our emails. So I'd love to just share a little bit about what's been coming up for me personally. And this really important topic of healing, it not being linear. So last week I had my period last week, and my cycle has been pretty good actually the last 6 to 8 months. I haven't really had much suffering really at all, and I know that is very subjective, but for me, not suffering means that I can still get on with my day and I don't have to take a lot of painkillers. I might just have to take one or two ibuprofen, and that doesn't mean that I don't have symptoms. I, of course, do with my cycle and with endometriosis and, you know, all of that. But I just was very symptom free for a long time. And I guess I kind of have, my journey up to now has really been, particularly in the last 12 months, has really been this deepening of being present with what is. And really, really being present with what presents and what shows up. And that has helped me a lot to remove myself from any expectations, any disappointments that happen, any pressures that I put on myself, or any interpreting or analyzing or meaning making if there are symptoms. And that doesn't mean that I don't experience disappointment and that I don't do all those things and have expectations and everything, but I really consciously choose to do my best to be present with what is. And the way that I would define menstrual cycle awareness, this is the practice that I have learned from Red School, from Shani and Alexandra. My definition of the way I like to word menstrual cycle awareness is that it is an embodied mindfulness practice for people with menstrual cycles. And so you're coming into the body every single day of the menstrual cycle is relevant for, you know, that day, for the here and now, and you're choosing to show up and be present to what is. And that's how I would define it. Now, with this work being sitting in the field of the wellness world and holistic health, it is then vulnerable to a lot of pressure from the wellness industry, as we all know. I know a lot of you are obviously aware of all that. And so when it comes to the menstrual cycle and hormonal health, we as people with cycles and women, we can internalize a lot of pressures for our menstrual cycle to be a certain way, to not have symptoms, to be symptom free. And even though that it would be a great place to be and a great ideal, it's also not really the reality. And then it comes this whole topic of what is your well enoughness place, you know, what is that place for you, your well enough, you know, subjective experience of your menstrual cycle, what's good enough for you to show up in your life and to say yes to life, and what's okay for you to you know, to deal with and to look after yourself when you have to down tools, for example. And so you get to decide all those things. So the reason I'm saying this is because, so last week I was just kind of coasting along with my relatively symptom-free menstrual cycle for several months. Pretty busy, you know, I was pretty busy with work. My business has been very busy this year, which has been really good. I also moved house. I moved in with my partner. You know, there's been a lot of change. I actually moved twice because I moved home to my parents first and then we moved into our current home. So there's been a lot of change and all really positive change and things that I have wanted to happen. But change and, you know, being busy, even though they're good things, they are still a stress on the nervous system and on the endocrine system. So, you know, that can also equal stress. And the body, you know, it can be hard for the body to tell the difference between like good stress and bad stress. And excitement and fear, I think excitement and fear are kind of two sides of the same coin and they involve the same hormones on a biochemical level. So probably a lot of adrenaline and cortisol running through my system. And I was just floored, absolutely floored on my day two and day three last week. I was very upset because my pain got to a level where I was very afraid. I got into a lot of fear and I had to be on the phone with my partner while it was happening. And usually when I get like a really bad bout of period pain, it goes away after, I don't know, an hour or so. But this went on for like 3 hours. Like it was just wave after wave of pain. It was really, really sore. And yeah, so that was my experience last week. And I have to say, I am getting a lot better at not going into too much meaning making. In the past, I probably would have analyzed that, made a whole new health protocol for myself, made a plan, started to do things differently, started to change behaviors without really thinking. You know, it's kind of coming from a reaction place. And what I'm trying to prioritize now with the help of my own therapist is just being present with what presents and really, really, really living this truth. It's so hard to do. Like it really, really is when it comes to any kind of chronic pain or any kind of health condition, really. Like that healing is not linear. And I am not God and I cannot force solutions or control any outcome. All I can do is my best and then let go of the rest. And yeah, I think like for me, I know myself after years of menstruating that stress really impacts my system. So I'm just concluding that it was probably a buildup of a lot of things and not necessarily any one thing in particular. So, but I have to be really, really careful with this interpreting, this meaning making, expectations, you know, blaming myself, giving myself a hard time. And all of those things can be very insidious. You know, they can just happen in the back of my head without me really realizing it because it's such a familiar thing for me. So I have to be really careful with that because when we go into that internalized victim blaming and, you know, that kind of internalized response, that's also very stressful on the nervous system and not healing for the nervous system. So that's just kind of my reminder, really, just to remind you that like healing isn't linear. I've had to have that reminder last week, and I'm doing my best to choose to not interpret and just to draw a line under the experience and just say, look, that was a really difficult day. I did my best. I'm also working on trusting myself when I am in pain, because this is quite a while ago now, but quite a while ago, I really struggled to look after myself when those excruciating pain days were there. I would just, you know, I would kind of numb out on social media, and I know why I did it. It was because it was very difficult for me to be in my body. And so now, like some people say to me, oh, just lie down and breathe when you're in pain. But I can't actually do that. Sometimes I actually have to distract myself from my body. So I'll watch a nice movie or do some real light work that's kind of easy and a bit mindless. But I would usually watch something like a series or a movie or some kind of reality TV or something like that. And I find that really helps me because sometimes I just don't like the whole being present with your pain thing. When it gets to a certain level, sometimes I really have to disassociate somewhat. And yes, that's it really. Like it's just drawing a line under the difficult day. I did my best, you know, I did look after myself with my diet and I nourished myself and took painkillers and did what I had to do and lay down in bed and took some things out of my schedule and no interpretation needed. So yeah, and that's a real relief for my system that I don't have to go and analyze and figure it out and panic or anything like that. It was just a bad period day and that's it. So that's really all I wanted to say. Healing is not linear, and I'd love for you to consider your relationship with your, when you're in pain, is it hard for you to look after yourself? I find it's almost easier. It's kind of easier for me to like do all the self-care stuff when I'm in a good mood and when things are going well. But when shit hits the fan, it's really hard. It's very easy to go into self-sabotage. I certainly can. And that's okay too. It's just figuring out what's the need underneath that. For me, the need underneath that was that I do need to sometimes just disconnect. And that's important. And I choose to do that. But I don't do that anymore with food or too much busyness. I do that in other ways that feel good for me. So healing isn't linear. And just because I had pain doesn't mean I'm on the forward trajectory. Who knows where we're going, really? And yeah, it's all a journey. It really, really is. And I would really encourage you to really think about that concept of, you know, supporting yourself to be present with what is. And if you are having a difficult day or a difficult pain experience, how would it be to just be present with it, to mind yourself and then draw a line under it and to not think about it and just to move on with your week as your pain subsides and just notice how that is. Okay, thank you for listening to the episode on Healing Isn't Linear. And if you are interested in working with me, I have lots of free courses on my website. You can head to the link in the show notes. And as I mentioned before, I have the menstrual cycle coaching and facilitation professional training starting in October. Applications are opening very soon, but we are also doing some live webinars over the summer. So you can register for the live webinars via the waiting list. Please make sure you add your name onto the waiting list in order to get the links for the webinar. We're trying to keep it as safe on Zoom as possible. That's why we're doing that. And if you're interested in one-to-one coaching with me, I also currently have a waiting list for that, and you can apply on my website for any kind of one-to-one work with me. Lots of love, and I will see you next week. Bye. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.